Some 2,000 to 3,000 Vermonters attended a rally on June 30th to protest against President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policies, with many of them calling for the abolishment of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, known as ICE. But ICE itself has roots here in Vermont, with a tip call center for suspected undocumented people located near a shopping center complex in Williston. VT Digger reporter Elizabeth Hewitt has been covering this story, and she joins us now on the line from our studios in Montpelier for more. Elizabeth, thanks so much for speaking with us.
And thanks for having me on, Mitch.
So, first of all, how long has this particular ICE facility been up and running in Williston?
Pretty much since the beginning of ICE. It's been located there since 2003. And there's a couple different functions of ICE that are located in Williston and also around the state. In this particular story, I was really focusing on this tip line that is this sort of hotline for the entire country.
So when somebody calls from, let's say, Kansas or even somewhere else in the world, these calls often get rerouted to this Williston center here. Do people realize that that's happening?
A lot of people that I reached out to in this were surprised to learn that it was there. Some people did know it's public that it's there, certainly, but it operates pretty much under the radar. And it's a small program. They have 34 full-time employees. So it's not a big operation, but it does take in all of the calls to this tip line end up here in Vermont.
How has the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy affected the functioning of the tip line? I mean, have they been seeing an increase in traffic?
You know, I don't know if the zero-tolerance policy has increased at all. They have seen an increase in traffic over the last couple of years. It went up about 27% between 2016 and 2017. In 2017, there were more than 165,000 calls to the line. So it's not a small number by any means, but it's hard to say exactly what is driving that. I did ask for a breakdown of calls. I've filed a Freedom of Information request on that and haven't heard back at this point. But, you know, we do know from our reporting that there's a fair number of them do have to do with immigration status and also employers that hire folks who don't have documented status in the country.
So that's interesting. You're trying to get a breakdown of what kind of tips are coming in, basically, and that's why you had to file that FOIA request?
That's right. I'd just sort of like to get a sense of how it breaks down. ICE has a pretty broad authority, and a lot of focus is on the immigration enforcement itself, but it covers a lot of ground. So I'd just sort of like to get a sense of exactly how much has to do with what. It's unclear what kind of response I'll get back to that request.
You know, you mentioned that this has been around for a while, at least since ICE was formed in 2003. But I wonder if there has been any increased notice of this particular facility since, as I mentioned in the lead, there have been a lot of protests here in Vermont about ICE's activities.
Yeah, and there actually have been protests right outside of this building. This building is known to the public, certainly. It's the home of a different initiative. This is a totally separate initiative called the Law Enforcement Support Center. This is this program where that police from across the country can call into and they can get information on people about their immigration status, their backgrounds, that kind of thing. And when I asked ICE about why this Homeland Security tip line was located in Vermont, they sort of said, well, you know, we have programs located all across the country. Didn't really give a specific reason as to why it was there. But this particular building has been the location for some of the protests that we've had recently against this zero-tolerance policy.
Well, given that, have you spoken with members of Vermont's congressional delegation and asked them, you know, about how they feel about this office? I understand that Senator Leahy was at least involved in getting the office up and running way back when.
So Senator Leahy has been a supporter of this Law Enforcement Support Center. When I reached out about the hotline, his office said that he's aware of this tip line, that he knows that it's located in Vermont, but he didn't have anything to do with it being located here. They also said that he has some concerns if the tip line has been tasked by the Trump administration to further its agenda that they've been working on so far with immigration, and that he was sending a letter inquiring about that and their activities. So there is some concerns around it, but it is largely a program that runs under the radar.
And I think what's interesting here is, again, that question about vetting the calls that come in. One call came in because it sounded like a disgruntled person from a relationship that had broken up wanted to report his ex, you know, being in the country, perhaps illegally, that kind of thing.
Right. And, you know, while this tip line, they advertise pretty prominently that they take tips on these big things like terrorist threats and human trafficking, what I understand is that at least some of the calls that are coming in tend to be more people calling about, as you mentioned, an ex. Could be somebody who's calling in to say that, you know, they're aware of an undocumented immigrant that is using public services like schools or medical services, that kind of thing. What is interesting, I think, at this particular moment about this tip line is that we've seen such a massive shift in the enforcement of immigration policies under the Trump administration. And actually, one of the first things that the president did when he came into office was sign an executive order that really broadened the categories of undocumented immigrants who were considered priorities for removal from the country. And so, whereas under the Obama administration, they'd really tried to focus more on folks who had a criminal record, under the Trump administration, they've broadened this to include people who are, you know, facing criminal charges, not just having been convicted for them, or who are using public services. And actually, when I've been calling around to civil liberties advocates and that kind of thing, they've really made that point that it's important to look at this activity in the context of the administration.
Are there any plans for any expansion of this facility here in Vermont?
Well, we know that they did bring in some contractors last year for a temporary contract. They increased the staff on the line by 20. When I reached out to an ICE spokesperson, they said that they are considering that if there continues to be upward pressure on the volume of calls coming in, that they might think about asking for more personnel on the line. But it didn't sound like there were clear plans for that at this point.
Elizabeth Hewitt is a reporter for VT Digger, and we'll keep following your reporting on this. And we'll have a link to your story on our website at vpr.net. Elizabeth, thank you so much for the time.
Mitch, thanks for having me on.